Hi, everyone. For Patriots.com, I'm Bob Soucy with our NFL insider, Don Banks, ready to take some bank shots and go around the NFL. And Don, good to see you once again. Let's get started with the NFC and the number one seed, Philadelphia Eagles. They secure the home field advantage throughout the playoffs, but they're going to do it going into the playoffs with Nick Foles at quarterback.
Bob, has there ever been a number one seed who was not favored at home in the divisional round? That might be what we're looking at. If the Saints come out of, let's say they beat Carolina convincingly, the number four seeded Saints, and go up to Philadelphia, a lot of people are going to climb on the Saints for this game. And it's all because of Nick Foles and the offensive sluggishness that we've seen the last 2 weeks. It's definitely a crisis of confidence right now offensively in Philadelphia.
The Saints have done it before in the fairly recent past.
2013.
Meanwhile, you've got Minnesota playing for the home field advantage in the Super Bowl. What are the chances for the Vikings?
I think they look great right now. I mean, we know they have the defense that can carry a team in January, and that offense is just really balanced. Latavius Murray is running the football, 2 touchdowns last week. Minnesota suddenly looks like a team that doesn't need a suitcase this month.
Team that was in the postseason last year, out of it this season. Jack Del Rio, head coach of the Oakland Raiders. He is gone as a result. John Gruden reportedly is on his way in. He's going to get an ownership stake reportedly. Good move for him.
Well, great move for him, especially if they give him ownership. Let's keep this in perspective. John Gruden hasn't won a playoff game since that Super Bowl win in San Diego in January of 2003. Last 6 seasons in Tampa Bay, under 500, 0-2 in the playoffs. I understand it's a special relationship with the Raiders fan base and in that market. To me, this is about Mark Davis saying the price of poker of staying relevant in a market I'm about to bolt is hiring John Gruden and whipping up fan interest.
Nice pun there, going to Vegas with the poker reference. Ted Thompson, meanwhile, out as the general manager, reassigned in Green Bay. A shocking move for many. Was it a move maybe reflective of Thompson and his job performance, or because of concern of other people in that front office going elsewhere?
I think a little bit of both. I think shelf life had been reached for Ted Thompson. The team had flattened out a little bit. I think they're trying to move to a little bit more progressive, analytical approach, perhaps, bring a little bit more proactive lean towards free agency and trades, something Ted Thompson has always kind of shunned with his draft and develop style. And I think they realize that they can't keep Elliott Wolf and Russ Ball down forever, and they're going to be GM somewhere. Might as well one of them be in Green Bay.
Meanwhile, in Cincinnati, most of us thought Marvin Lewis was gone. Marvin Lewis is back with a 2-year deal.
That's as surprising as any move we have seen. I tweeted last night somewhat facetiously that maybe he went in to resign. Mike Brown heard re-sign, and he came out with a 2-year deal. It's a little like a Hotel California situation in Cincinnati. He meant to leave. He just can't at this point. Look, they've always done things their own way in Cincinnati, and I think this is a matter of Marvin Lewis goes in there, he starts talking. The next thing you know, they realize they have a marriage that works for both. I don't think it's great news for the Bengals fans, but it's he's back for 2 more years.
So as we sit here, there are 6 jobs open right now. Which one of them is the best?
I'm going to surprise you, I think. I'm going to say the Detroit Lions. They've got the quarterback in Matthew Stafford. They've got cap room. They've got a GM in Bob Quinn, former Patriot front office executive, who I think showed me something. He went 9-7, and he didn't just stand pat. He said, we can do better. We're going to swing for the fences. I think he wants to pick his own guy, and I think they have ownership that, you know, they're interested, they want to win, but they don't meddle. I think there's a lot to be said for the Detroit Lions coaching situation.
AFC, NFC wildcard round, what do you project in the first weekend of the playoffs?
You know, I've looked at it and looked at it all week. I still think the 4 favorites, the 4 home teams, probably come out of it. Now, could Atlanta go into Los Angeles Saturday night and put an offensive number up against that Rams defense? It's possible, but we have not seen the Falcons really break 24, 23 points in quite a while. So I think all 4 favorites home teams advance.
Speaking of the Falcons, this time last year it was assumed that Matt Ryan was going to be the MVP. Less certainty this year. Who did you pick in your individual award choices?
I've had a vote in the Associated Press balloting for a while now. And look, I know there was a lot of late movement towards Todd Gurley. And I know some people made an argument that Carson Wentz, despite missing the last 3 games of the year, still led the league in touchdown passes and was really the best player on the field for most of the year. But in the final analysis, it's a quarterback's league. And Tom Brady's year, while maybe not spectacular by his standards, was really MVP worthy, and I went with Tom Brady.
Don, great stuff as always. That's Don Banks on Patriots.com, our NFL insider, with his bank shots.